Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everybody, I just ate too many mints and it hurts to breathe in. And welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B. Sorry, I was yawning.
I'm Cass.
And today's topic is strawberries and cream, because Cass is eating strawberries and cream.
Ooh! Yeah, I am. Ooh. It's actually a mix of strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries.
But you're going to be like, it's actually a mix of strawberries and cream. Whoa, yeah. It's berries and cream.
Instead of doing anything fancy, because previously what I've done is made these balls, I've been eating berries and cream every day.
Like a decadent little boy.
Yeah,
like a decadent little boy.
Like a fairy tale mouse, I was saying
earlier. Oh, you know? Yes.
Ah. Does she live in the forest or does she live in a castle next to the forest?
You'll never know.
Maybe it's a manor.
Yeah, maybe she lives in a manor. No, I'm imagining she lives in the root of a grand old tree, but it's got like a door and a little window as though it were a house.
Where does mice get cream from?
They milk each other. That's what I imagine.
All right.
Where else are you going to get it?
From when cream falls on the floor. Like,
yeah, great floor cream. Delicious.
Mice get their food from when we drop our food.
That's true.
If I follow cartoon logic.
You raise an excellent point.
So if I drop these berries and cream on the floor, which I will not. This is all going in my gob. But That feeds a mouse. Yeah, that's my charity done.
Yeah, every day you got to feed one mouse by dropping one little bit of food on the floor, and if you pick it up and eat it, you're a fucking monster.
Yeah, you're robbing it out of the little baby mice's mouths. Yeah,
who are you? Some kind of mouse murderer?
If you want to be really charitable, cook yourself two meals and just tip one onto the floor.
Oh, leave. My God.
Come back, clean it up once the mice are done with it. That's what I do every day.
The mice, okay, if the mice aren't hunting. They're foraging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if they're in your house and they come across food.
Yeah, that's foraging. That's forage.
They forage for their food. Mm-hmm. That counts.
Forage for porridge, yeah.
They forage for porridge. Mm. Well, they can clean it up. I did the cooking.
Yeah. They don't know how to wash a plate.
Yeah.
It goes directly onto the floor.
Oh, okay.
And they can clean that. They can eat all of it and be grateful.
If you left a bowl of cream in a kitchen and with 10 mice, I think eventually the bowl would be licked clean by the mice. I think they would do it. I think they would clean the bowl. And how dirty is a rat's mouth, really? Can't be that dirty.
That's the question we want to answer here on this week's episode of Shut Up A Second.
How dirty is
a rat's mouth?
If I stick my tongue out and I hold a rat at my tongue and the rat does a little with its tongue on my tongue.
Yeah, I reckon you can French kiss a rat. I don't reckon that's illegal.
I don't think I get sick, is what I'm saying. Do you know what I reckon it is? Yeah. I don't think any animal is particularly dirty. It's just some of them get real buddy-buddy with diseases. I wouldn't say the diseases are dirty. But they're certainly life-threatening.
And which animal is known for being dirty and diseased? Couldn't possibly be our beautiful, clean rats.
What if I wash the rats?
No.
Well, yeah, I guess if you wash anything, it's inherently clean, Jackson.
No, but you're making it clean. You're not making it, safe for a friend.
How do I hygienize disease?
You get a little toothbrush.
Oh, I don't think that's preventing
that's
disease.
That's cute. It's preventing tooth decay. Gingivitis. Yeah.
And you brush it off the tongue.
Yeah. At least it won't smell as bad when I'm licking its tongue. Thank God.
I kind of wanted it to be real ratty.
To the rat?
Yeah, you. Hang on. I need both of those were excellent points. Can we get them? But they came at me at the same time. Let's start with you.
Zoe, go.
Please.
No, but I wanted it to taste real ratty.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it would be if it didn't taste like a rat, you'd be like, what am I doing here?
What am I doing? Just making out with a random animal? I can make out with any animal. I wanted to make out with a rat.
Exactly. If it doesn't smell like a rat, it's meaningless.
Yeah.
It's got no meaning.
Where's
anymore.
The pizzazz?
Yeah. And what were you going to say, Cass? It's gone.
Oh no.
It's gone to the wind. Yeah. To the heavens.
Bye.
Would you rather lick a rat's tongue or suck a rat's tail if you had to do one?
I'd lick tail. A rat's tongue.
Oh, interesting. We've got both sides of the coin here.
Yeah. Why
two sides of tail? The same beautiful coin?
And I try and do both at once.
Yeah, Jackson's a little pervert.
Bend the rat around like a big furry banana and suck on both ends. Okay, so why the tail, Zoe? What's going on there?
I said mouth.
Okay, why the tail, Cass? What's going on there?
I think that the tail is going to have a lot more dirt on it, but not disease.
Yeah, but it's dragging behind the rat wherever it goes. If a rat goes in filth, the tail is what's, you know, it's basically like sucking on a rat's foot. It's got contact with the sewer floor, and that's sucking.
But then it would be, would you rather French kiss a rat or put your tongue on the sewer floor?
Ah, and you'd rather put your tongue on the sewer floor.
I'm hearing it now. That sounds pretty bad.
Instead of just kissing a rat's tongue, you'll lick the floor of the sewer. That's fair.
Okay. I forgot rats lived in sewers. I forgot they lived in sewers. I was thinking
they also live
rat.
In garbage.
Yeah, or the docks. Yeah. Rats get around.
Rats are around. A fence.
Beach rats. Yeah.
Okay, bombs? Well, maybe I would lick the rat's tongue, because if the rat survived it, maybe I will.
Exactly. And Zoe, you licked the tongue for the same reason, or Brad,
the tongue is inherently smaller than the tail. There's so much tail.
On
and
pure
such
mouth
little
feel alone,
mouth.
Yeah. The tongue is better, isn't it? Because the fucking furry, like, ringletted rat tail sliding out of your mouth.
Like, what just a horrible... Experience? Oh, no, like a horrible ribbed noodle. Where a rat's so mouth, like, I've brought the rat up to my mouth to French kiss it, but really I've just got my tongue touching a rat.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I guess this is French kissing. Our mouths are not compatible.
Yeah, you could never really properly French kiss.
Yeah, like
a rat.
My tongue isn't going in the rat's tongue, in the rat's mouth. You know,
that would be
impossible. A rat's licking my tongue.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The rat
yeah.
doesn't have lips in
that's
the same
true.
Way that you or I have lips.
Yeah, that's so that's it's just going bleh, 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 on my tongue.
Yeah,
which is way less bad than having a rat's tail just swirling around in there.
Plus, and if you're sucking a rat's tail, your lower lip has to be on the rat's anus.
Yeah!
No, it doesn't.
Or underneath the rat's balls. It's quite like close to the rat's genitals. So, I'm kissing
well,
the rat,
convinced
too.
Me.
Yeah, there's no
me.
Way to
I'm
get
not gonna
full
suck
tail.
I'm not going to suck a rat's tail anymore. I've been really interested in, because you know how sometimes people talk about how there are really big rats?
Yeah.
I want to see one, because I know they're bigger than I can imagine. And while I was on the phone to Zoe the other day, a rat ran past my window.
It was,
and I could only tell, because it definitely wasn't a possum, because it had the long pink tail.
That's
but I only saw it out the corner of my eye for like half a second.
So was it size comparable to a possum? Like, was it?
Yeah, I thought it was the possum. But then the tail came about, I saw the flash of pink, and I was like, that must have been the
that's
rat.
That's crazy.
It's a motherfucking rat.
Well, aren't we... meant to be, like, super close to rats at all times? Like, aren't there rats around
us? I thought that was
us?
Spiders.
Oh, a spider moved into my room recently. He keeps getting spooked by me. Like, every now and then...
What
the
kind
other day
of spider?
He's descending from the... Oh, like a little house spider.
Oh, that's
the jumpy
fine.
Ones.
That's fine.
Apparently, you're never more than 6 feet away from a rat. Sorry, I just looked it up.
Oh, please, I thought it was spider. But yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's so you're good. Never more than one dad away from a rat.
Yeah, there's always a dad's length between you and... rat kind. That's cool.
I want to know where my rats are.
Yeah, I know. Where's your rat now?
Under where the is house. The...
Yeah, but within 6 feet of me, where's that one rat?
Down.
I want to know where my rat is.
Down.
Yeah, down. You're probably
no,
right.
But in I want to have Superman's X-ray vision, but for rats.
Oh. Have you ever...
I'm sure his normal X-ray vision would also just show you where the rat would be.
But But yours is specifically for rats.
For rats, and then for nothing else.
Yeah, you're blind except for where the rats are. That's all you can
see. I get around by the rats in the city.
Oh, man, you're a terrible daredevil.
Yeah. But for every rat that you see, you know that within 6 feet is a human being.
Yeah.
So you can kind of work like, backwards.
Oh, they must be close.
Yeah.
Within one dad, whose reference I no longer have.
You know that there's a human being about. And if we can find out how far away you are from spiders at all times, we're starting to get some information.
Yeah. You can't see the spiders, you got to feel around, though.
It's just the third thing, isn't it? Because there was that horrible thing that was happening. I can't remember which country it's in, but they were finding... No, because they were tracking, okay, trying to find and target gay people, and they were using it by triangulating Grindr distances. So you get three people, you find out, like, this person's, like, 10 kilometres away, this person's 7 kilometres away, this person's 3 kilometres away, and you can triangulate and find out the exact location of a person.
So you're imagining doing the same thing with rats and spiders?
And spiders, but we need a third thing.
Yeah, well, because so rats you're always 6 feet away from. Spiders you're always 10 feet away from. Just looked it up.
Gross. Do you know where your closest spider is?
Good question. I reckon I do. Oh, no. There's a little spider graveyard on my windowsill that I got rid of for an inspection, but then there was a lockdown, so I could have left it there.
That's disappointing. And I don't think having dead spiders in your house illustrates if you're a good tenant or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Illustrates that you're a fucking sociopath, but...
They're like, make your house clean for the inspection. It's like, yes, quick, make it look like no one lives here.
My last one was pretty chill. They were like, you don't have to clean up that much. They were like, just, like, obviously don't it not be fucking heinous. And they were like, just as long as you haven't damaged anything, as long as we can tell you haven't damaged anything, you're fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good. I know. It's too much work, and then they just come in, have a brief look around, and then leave.
Yeah.
I could have left the spiders there. It would have been fine. I mean, I don't know why I want the dead spiders there.
Well, that's for you to know and God to find out.
I don't know where my little spider's gone. Every single time the spider would see me, it would freeze like it was scared.
That's cute.
So as it was descending from the ceiling and then ascending back up, it like twisted around and like saw me and froze. And I'm like, no, you're fine. You live here too. It's chill.
Don't stress, dude.
Like, it freaked out, wouldn't climb up to the ceiling, eventually did.
Can you guys sleep if there's a big spider in your room?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did one time had a spider that was like, it was about wolf spider size on the ceiling. And
yeah, like if there's a huntsman in your room, are you just chill with that?
Oh, I can sleep with a huntsman. Yeah. But like this one, this little fucko kept...
Little round boy, like kind of bit poisonous.
Bit poison looking.
Bit poison looking. Like if it bit you, something would rot.
Yeah.
Nothing. I was like, it'll just hurt like a bug bite. But yeah, okay. Like it was... And I was like, look...
A wolf spider will start rotting your flesh, but that's fine.
No, it wasn't a wolf spider.
Okay.
Just looked
it was
like
just wolf spider size.
Yeah,
I see.
Kept crawling along the ceiling, and I'm like, it's fine. You don't have to be scared of spiders. It's not like it's going to drop onto your face. And then it started descending. And I was like, well, now I can't sleep until it leaves my head area.
Yeah.
And I had to wait for it to crawl over to the other side of the wall. But then I realized I kept turning the light on to check, attracting bugs to where I was shining the light, which meant the spider wanted to stay.
Oh, no.
So I had to, like, not shine the light on. But then it was also scary to shine the light on, turn the light off, and then turn it back on, and the spider had moved. And sometimes it was lower.
When you're too aware of it, that's when you kind of got to, like, see the spider, acknowledge it, move on, or it'll be in your mind all night. When I lived back at my parents' place under the house, I remember...
It's insane that you're a basement and a garage boy.
I know, I'm both. It's crazy.
Are you excited to be room boy now? Does it feel wrong?
It does. I, the fact that I'm not somewhere dank and not really designed for living in is... It goes against everything I believe in. But I remember on that bed, I remember waking up one night with a huntsman crawling across me.
And then Jesus.
Rolling around and it just crawled down the side of my bed. I just went back to sleep. I just was like, well, if that's all it's going to do, I'll be right.
Oh my God. You sociopath.
I was fine. The spider didn't get me.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Fine.
No, they can't. They can't be in the same room. Like, yeah. Honestly, if I know that there's one in the house, I can't sleep.
That's fair. I think there are, yeah, I think,
I
like,
have I'm in my room.
Yeah. I'm sure there are other animals that if there was a snake in my room, I probably would struggle to sleep.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'd know I was warm and it would curl up, you know, near me.
Give you
and
a
that
big
would
kiss.
Be scary. But also, maybe that's cute because I'm.
What about
like,
a bat?
Like a little... Oh, yeah. Bats are adorable. They're like one of my
bats
favorite
are cute.
Animals. Bats
yeah.
are so
but they're
cute.
Nocturnal. I probably, like, literally wouldn't be able to sleep because it'd be just be screaming, being like, I don't like being in this room.
Yeah.
Why did you lock me in?
I remember a great video. It might have been an Attenborough documentary of three vampire bats trying to suck the blood of a pig, but they're all like on the ground, like little fucking idiots. And the pig like keeps backing up and they keep just leaping around and they just suck at it. Cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's adorable. Nature's idiots.
Here's the thing I've been thinking about since we brought it up so long ago. Are there any animals you can full on kiss, or are we the only animals with lips? Like, are there any animals you can
like
just,
a monkey?
Like,
no, but you need lips and tongue.
Do monkeys
like a
have
monkey.
Lips? Do monkeys like, have lips, Zoe? I don't know that they do.
A chimpanzee? When they do the...
Oh, the stretchy mouth thing?
When they do the stretchy mouth thing.
But a chimp's mouth is kind of like... It's still just like a kind of line. They don't have plump, kissable lips like you
no, but
or
I think our lips are just different colors to our face.
You
for
think
whatever
it,
reason.
You
Why do we have
kissing?
Lips?
But a chimp's lips are so thin. Look up any chimp. Look up any chimp and imagine kissing those thin, disgusting lips.
Like, don't want to.
That sounds bad, Jackson.
But here we are.
Too bad. Oh, chimp. Actually, look up
Googling
the right...
chimp lips.
Yeah. They're not kissable. Orangutan lips are, though. You could kiss an orangutan, I'll give you that.
I think that... If we're talking DSLs, you got to go those fish, but I don't know if they've got the tongues for it.
Fish lips? Which fish are these?
Oh, the ones with the big, like,
DSLs,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think I could kiss an old monkey.
But a young monkey you could? Is that what you're saying
Kinda.
To me right now?
Well, when they get old, they get gross looking.
Yeah, that's true.
Like... This dude's covered in warts. What am I meant to do with that?
Yeah, it's true. You want to... Yeah, monkeys are foul. You want to kiss a young, sexy monkey if you're doing
it at
all.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have Googled orangutan.
Yeah.
And, sorry, there's a lot of images of them just flapping the top lip up heaps. Mm. And it is impressive. But they have really... I don't want to kiss them.
No.
What fun mouths.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What
absolutely.
A range. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, I can remember the Jungle Book. They animated that. There's an orangutan in the Jungle Book here.
Yeah.
The Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Monkey, yeah.
I want to be like
you. Like you.
Kim. Mm. I want to walk like the animals. That's a terrible Christopher Walken I'm doing. Really embarrassing.
The animals.
I want to walk like the animals. I'm humiliating myself here.
I found a picture of a orangutan at Germany's Olwetter Zoo.
Yeah.
Or Olwetter. Just given...
Whoa!
Big old pash to the window.
Oh, that see, roller. Those are lips you could kiss.
Yeah.
Based on this image alone, orangutan at Germany's Olwetter Zoo, I would say it is possible to kiss an orangutan. And again, based on this image alone, I don't want to.
No, I think none of us...
But it does
know.
Now look possible. Do
if
they
we...
kiss each other?
I don't know. That's a good
Are we
question.
The only animals that kiss? Because that feels... That explains why I feel like it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because I think kissing's gross. I don't understand why you'd want to touch your tongue to someone else's tongue.
That's
like
you don't have to do it.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't have to kiss if you don't want.
I don't, and I refuse. It's icky.
Oh.
But maybe like it's in an evolutionary way wrong, and I'm
nope.
the smartest
chimps and bonobos
person.
Kiss.
Oh well, fuck then.
Yeah, too bad, man.
I'm out anyway.
Oh,
I'm back to being a dum dum.
There's a primatologist in Georgia who was saying that they have seen chimps kiss and hug after conflict.
Oh.
Chimps kiss in form of reconciliation.
That's great.
But it's more common in males than females, so it's not romantic.
It's just like, hey, dude, sorry about that.
Ah, they're Italian.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, what animals...
Gabagool.
What animals do the gabagool kiss on each cheek? Is it only
a... What's a gabagool?
It's capicol.
Capicol?
It's capicol.
What is a capicol?
No, but... That just gives me the same question, but different. It's a meat.
Oh!
What kind of meat?
It's an Italian, like, sandwich meat, like a deli meat.
Damn.
So it's capicole.
Yeah.
That's what it's called in Italian, and it got bastardized
into gabagool.
By the American Italians into gabagool.
Huh. So is it like what, like pastrami? Like, is that what?
Yeah,
we're
like it's like a salami.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's such a fun word. I love gabagool.
Gabagool is so good.
And
did you say it was capicol?
Capicol.
They swapped all the letters to like an aspirated or unaspirated version, because k and g are the same sound. You just, one of them, you activate your vocal cords, and same with p and b.
Yeah. Huh, that's cool. And
I love that we were just like, sounds the same.
Yeah, yeah. Close enough.
When would I say gabagool?
When you're eating gabagool.
Could I please have, excuse me, waiter, bring me your finest gabagool?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's crazy.
It's like, you know how you, I don't know if, like my family makes sausages and stuff like that, salami and stuff, and there's like always it in the fridge to be cut up, like to slice up. So you'd be like, hey, cut me up some gabagool.
Huh. Oh, so I could be like, hey, when I was a kid, mum always gave me the gabagool with a smiley face on it.
Yeah. I think it's a specific, I don't think it just means lunch meat, but yeah.
So, because I always assumed that it was like a greeting for some reason. Hey, gabagool! But I suppose that would be like being like, hey, Strasbourg, or hey, Polish sausage, or whatever. There was a beautiful brief period of time in my life where once a month I would buy myself a whole Polish sausage as a treat to me, and I would consume it over the course of like a week.
Stop? Yeah,
Jack, you can!
This whole episode exists because I have introduced the treat of berries and cream every day for Cass.
Yeah.
And it rules. I can't recommend berries and cream every day for whoever the Cass in your life is, yourself.
Or a sweet little angel you know.
Yeah. If you want to get the Cass in your life a strawberries and cream every day, that's a task you've set yourself, but please do.
For the Cass who has it all. Yeah. Berries and cream. She won't have enough of that.
It is a good little... Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's such a Cass thing to eat as well, because, like... And also, in the same vein that just a Polish sausage...
Yeah.
It's Jackson.
Absolutely. Yeah. A Polish sausage is...
Yeah, just to be like, I'm just eating... What's for dinner? Oh, just a Polish sausage.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. Just a Polish sausage and maybe a block of Swiss cheese.
Where Cass, the beautiful angel fairy who lives in a mushroom, is like, I'm only eating berries and cream.
Yeah, that's true. Because I guess it's kind of... It's too, in a way, two cartoon rats, isn't it?
Two cartoon rats.
It's always been two cartoon rats.
Yeah, one is... You can imagine a big cartoon Jackson rat with like a big sausage, like a hunk of sausage in one hand, hunk of cheese in the other hand, putting them together in the rat mouth, sort of Ratatouille style.
Just taking a bite of each so you don't have to mess your plate.
Absolutely. And then Cass, you can imagine drinking the cream out of a little like an acorn shell or whatever.
I've got a raspberry filled with whipped cream.
Yeah.
Full of chantilly. And Zoe... When I think about food that I know you just master, there's lots, but I think hot dogs first.
Oh, yeah. That's
hot dog rat, Zoe.
Oh, to be
two
a hot
teeth
dog
in
rat.
The tip of the hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog bigger than the rat.
Yeah.
Rat dragon, the biggest hot dog you've ever seen with every topping.
I quite...
You look at the rat and you're like, that rat stole.
Zoe's not really a cartoon rat. This is more like a rat you see at the beach and you're like, oh my God, that rat has a whole hot dog. Whoa, everyone, like
the pizza rat from New York.
Yeah,
exactly.
And New York was like, that's our rat.
There it is. New York.
Bada bing.
Gabagool.
How sad is it, though, that like a rat doesn't, like, I mean, maybe it does, but from experience, a rat doesn't really appreciate how much food it has. Like, that rat isn't experiencing a sense of wealth in that moment. It's just like, I got food. You know?
Maybe it knows, maybe.
Do you experience wealth when you eat?
No, that
well,
I do.
If I have an
insane amount of food, you're like, is an insane amount of food.
Exactly.
Watch me eat all of it.
But a rat's not thinking that. Because what it makes me think of is my parents' dog, Whiskey. And there was a brief period of time when we first had him, where for his birthday, we'd give him a whole steak. Aww. And then he would just eat the whole steak in one go, and we would be like, you didn't appreciate that.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Has this ever happened to you? You're playing Dungeons & Dragons with your mates, and someone turns to you, the Dungeon Master, and asks, where drow come from? While you flip through the Monster Manual panicking, another player asks how the different planes interact with each other. Now you're really flustered, and people are laughing. Your mother comes in carrying a tray of freshly baked cookies, but all your friends are leaving, disgusted that you don't know. On their way out, one of your friends tells your mother what happened. She spends the next hour yelling at you to be better. It's awful, and it could happen to any one of us. Thankfully, I've got great news for you. Hey D&D, It's Me, Adam and Cass is a delightful series where myself and Cass from D&D is for Nerds explain basic concepts and monsters to you, the listener. The series is designed for beginners and features helpful tips and tricks useful for all play styles. Just head on over to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for any level of our Sanspants Plus subscription today.
You didn't get, we could have given you anything. It just didn't matter that it was a steak. And I think that's true for most animals. They don't appreciate
the wealth that they receive. Yeah, but it's good for us, though.
Hang on. Sorry, Jackson.
Yeah.
Cass, shut up a second.
Oh!
What?
Okay.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
What would whiskey have to do for you to be like, oh, well, that's a clear sign of appreciation for a meal?
Tie a little napkin. Tie a little napkin around his neck.
What does whiskey have to do for you to be like, whiskey appreciates the meal?
Just give you a little nod, a head bow, as a thank you.
Thank you.
Yum.
I think he would have to show a different level of excitement to one we'd seen previously. Like, he was really like, this was a big deal excitement. Maybe go for a run, that kind of thing. Maybe run in circles. And then when we gave it to him, I'd want him to savor it, I think. You know, because, like, I'd want him to know, like, this, you're not going to get a steak this hot, this good very often. So you better appreciate it.
Does it not wire that way? You must know that.
Well, I do, but that's what I mean.
No, because I feel like if whiskey didn't eat it fast, you'd be like, he doesn't like it.
The fact
that he scoffed it down, you were like, now that was a good meal for a dog.
But he scoffed it down with the same speed he'd scoffed down a bit of stale bread.
But Jackson, before the steak, he'd only ever had stale bread, and the stale bread was really exciting.
But that's what I mean. Imagine he doesn't appreciate the difference between the stale bread and the steak.
But because the second time he did. The second time he might have.
He did it. We gave him a steak three times for three birthdays, and then we were like, what are we doing?
It's for you. It's for you. Sometimes I get string of soup because he really likes, they're called soups, and he really likes just the gravy that food comes in. And I'll just give him one of those as a treat. And I know that he knows that it's for me.
But does he appreciate it enough, do you think?
No.
Okay. But does he?
He loves it. Like, it's his favorite food. But I don't think he's not like bowing and being like, thank you, Mama. Thank you for getting me the little soup, the good soup for the good boy. He's like, fuck yeah, I deserve this soup. This is my favorite food.
So do you think that when the rat has a hot dog, it knows how valuable what it's got is?
If I was a rat, I would know.
Yeah, you would know, of course.
But a regular rat, I can't say.
I think a regular rat's got no idea. I think you could give a regular rat a peanut or a whole hot dog.
I think regular rats are just excited that they're eating.
Exactly, which is fine. No judgment here.
Well,
all rats are valid, but...
All rats are valid, and I'm sure they're all excited, but you're comparing dogs and cats to rats, and rats have to, like, forage, and cats and dogs have the hunt instinct, but they never actually have to do it. They will receive food, and of course they take it for granted because they don't know that we have to hunt and forage for
food. So you imagine the rat, given that a rat is foraging and is always living seconds away from starvation, does appreciate the hot dog because it's like, holy shit-a-roly, it's so rare for me to get such a bounty. I'm not living in luxury like a domesticated hound. Ooh,
yeah,
a hot dog.
I reckon maybe so, because they have to put in the work to get fed.
Like, they know that they get a hot dog and they don't have to hunt tomorrow, because they're like, this is 2 days' worth of food.
That's true. I suppose a dog, it's like, well, yeah, I get a steak now, and then presumably, or I get food now, and presumably tomorrow at around the same time, I'll get more food forever and ever and ever and ever. That's how it works.
And then you get the benefit of petting my belly.
Yeah, it is
which
good.
Which is pretty nice.
What do we think then? Do we think Whiskey noticed when we stopped giving him steak?
I think so. And no. I think he hates you.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
He is always up, no. Yeah. I think dogs have a sense of days really well, and their body clock day to day is perfect, and nothing more than that. I don't think a dog understands seasons.
That makes me think of, what was that thing that was like, seals can remember things from like 5 minutes ago and that's it?
What, oh, that's good. Those idiot seals.
Yeah, it was like seals. Fuck. Yeah, seals remember what they did for about 18 seconds, apparently.
That's so good. You'd always be hungry.
Yeah.
How do they learn tricks then?
I said you'd never be bored.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, how do they learn tricks?
I don't know.
I've seen seals been unethically trained.
This is from New
We've
Scientist.
Gone to a Sea World.
Yeah, we've all been to Sea World here, isn't it?
Yeah.
The findings suggest that they have at least some form of consciousness, since it seems they are aware of their actions. That's great. It's good to know seals are
morally.
Aware. Yeah.
Yeah, so they can know regret.
So you can teach them. Okay, so you can teach a seal the command. Repeat what you just did, but only if you ask it within 18 seconds. If you ask it second 19, you're like, repeat what you just did, and the seal's like, what did I just do though? Sorry?
Well, then, repeat what? How does it do tricks then?
I don't know.
So do you just have to, like, hammer it into long term?
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
How?
Fish.
Yeah, what? So hang on.
They just give them fish as bribes.
All had previously been trained to perform actions like waving a flipper on command. They were first taught a new command that meant repeat what you just did without actually specifying the action to be repeated, and were given a fish when they learned to respond in the right way. However, simply learning to repeat the action wasn't enough because the animal might just be responding to the previous command. I don't know.
I think they can learn. I think what they're saying is that seals can learn like a concrete action.
Yeah.
But they don't have the ability, like, the phrase, repeat what you just did, is a vague phrase, if that makes sense. I don't have the language to describe this, but it's like, it's
I know what you mean. It's like, one is like, do
it's
an action.
It's an abstract phrase.
Yeah.
Where like, an action is something, because I don't think they'd probably repeat it. Like, the raise your hand would probably come with a raise your hand, and the seal can deduce, being like...
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I raise my hand, I get a fish.
Oh, flippers in the sky.
But yeah, if you give them an abstract concept, they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what you're saying to us. Sorry, I have no clue. Could you repeat that? What is happening? That's
what,
great.
Repeat what? What's happening?
What's happening? I don't know if you know this about
it's
me.
It's been 19 seconds.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue what's happening or going on.
Can I have
on.
A fish,
I am,
please?
I am
no
a single.
One's fed me in... my whole life.
I
am very hungry, and I think a fish wouldn't go astray.
Yeah, I think I've been mistreated. But then 18 seconds later, they forget any of that, and they're like, it all starts again for them. That's crazy. I think you can tell that. Just, you please, sorry.
Do you reckon they just live in a constant state of looming something's not right? Like, there's about 18 to 36 seconds of their life that is deeply, deeply traumatic, and then they're like, oh, okay, I'm in a...
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like the ocean. This doesn't seem right.
That's true.
What's a wall? What am I looking at?
Where am I? But then in 18 seconds, they forget. They don't, it seems like, have enough time to realize the circumstances they found themselves in. That's fucking crazy. No seal knows that it's imprisoned. I guess that's good.
I guess there's a couple docos about people who have memories like that where they're like, they've got... minutes of memory or something. You find them on YouTube. I don't think they don't have the time to like really investigate that mentally, because they're just like, what's going on?
Yeah
it's like waking up every fucking second, because you know, like, it's like waking up from a nap.
They got scary. Nap brain all
they
the
got
time.
Nap brain where you're like, what's happening, where am I?
Imagine having nap brain and then someone's like, jump through this hoop. And you're like, what? Okay, what's going on?
And then you're
I'll sort this out in, oh, God. Yeah. Why did I just hit the ground right now? Ooh, what fish?
Where am I? Oh, through the hoop? Oh, okay, I'll see if I can do that. Oh, my God, I could. Wow, I've landed. Oh, through the hoop? Okay, I'll see if I can do that. That's crazy. I couldn't work with seals. The whole time I'd be looking at them being like, you moron. You stupid fool.
You couldn't work with seals because you don't respect them.
Yeah, I don't. And I think you can tell this about seals. You look at a seal in the eye and you're like, there's nothing going on back there. They are a stupid animal.
That noise they make? That's them.
It's the noise.
Like, that's what's happening in the brain as well.
The echo of just that is the nothing echo. Happening.
It's the call of a moron. It absolutely is.
Jackson, when Sir Davo passes away, will you please be the new narrator for every documentary I ever want to watch?
Look at this fucking
different
guy.
Vibe.
Yeah. Who the hell is this? It's angry for some reason. Oh, fucking hell, more lions. Jesus Christ.
Jeez, too much going on between those eyes, actually.
Yeah, that's a little intelligent.
Every lion.
Holy shit. Imagine you're watching a documentary and as the lion goes for the gazelle, the narrator's being like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Tell me you wouldn't get excited.
Yeah.
I would love to watch a documentary where it sounded like the narrator was learning about the animals for the first time watching it. Being like, oh my God, that guy's got hair.
Whoa.
Why do only some of those guys have hair?
Yeah.
That's weird. Oh, I want to have hair like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my, what? What? There's a baby! There's a baby behind it! Whoa! That's cool!
I would watch this show, guys. I have to admit, I would love this show.
You feel like you're watching it with someone. I can see the appeal there. I think that would be good.
It'd be cool to like, watch a lion go after a gazelle and just have the narrator be like, oh, is that like his wife? Is that
the girl version?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like,
get off of her, dude.
Not just somebody who doesn't know the specifics of the creature, somebody who has like never heard of animals before. What is that big tube under the water? Big tube? Oh my God, that's its mouth. Whoa. It's a whale. I'm imagining I'm looking at a whale, you know?
Oh, I thought an elephant.
I thought a crocodile.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're all options.
They're all underwater tubes. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
For an episode about strawberries
and cream.
We certainly talked about rats quite a bit. Not that I'm complaining.
We always do.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more SansPants? Let us shoot our long, hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to SansPantsRadio.com to check out all 20...
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Six of our public podcasts and become a member of SansPants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's SansPantsRadio.com.